Merci, Excellence, Madame.
Thank you, Excellencies, Mr. High Commissioner for Refugees, distinguished members of delegations, distinguished representatives of international organizations. Following the Second World War and the redrawing of state lines, and almost half a century on from decolonization, our world today is much more stable than it used to be. Or is it? Have we truly drawn the consequences of the humanitarian tragedies of our shared history? Does the High Commissioner have the tools needed to meet the many humanitarian challenges which continue to grow daily, taking on a new face? At this session, we see tens of millions of people throughout the world who are forced to be nomads. They wander in fear far from their own countries because of wars, conflicts, violence of many kinds. Old people, women, children, the most vulnerable, the most fragile, who have been forced to leave their homes. We must address these humanitarian disasters. These are an insult to human civilization. There is no law or force that can hold back this tide of desperate men and women who are asking just for one thing, the right to stay alive. Whether they are crossing to the USA, Europe, the Caribbean, Africa, Asia, the realities are very much the same and similarly tragic. Only common action by states will be able to resolve this global issue of enforced displacement affecting people who have no choice but to take unknown paths in fear of their lives. And in that context, on behalf of my country, I welcome the commitment of UNHCR in all of the theaters of war, the conflicts, its contributions on the ground in providing protection to families living in precarious circumstances shows the crucial role of this noble institution. Ladies and gentlemen, my country, led by our head of state, is determined to implement the relevant instruments in order that human rights are at the heart of government action. Ongoing dialogue between our state and civil society, as well as non-governmental organizations, is part of that unflagging effort to make progress on addressing these concerns. We are a small island developing state, and we are ourselves fragile. We are working with our bilateral and multilateral partners to find ways to prepare for a question that does not spare any country. We, in recent times, have faced mass refugee flows from the Great Lakes and other neighboring countries, and we are working to ratify the relevant legal instruments on refugee law and statelessness and incorporate these in the national legal framework. Here, I would like to call on the international community to support my country, in particular in these efforts, but also to support all countries facing this same harsh reality. In conclusion, in my own name and in the name of my government, I would like warmly to thank the Swiss authorities for their warm welcome shown to my delegation since its arrival. And I thank also the UNHCR teams, which have worked selflessly to prepare this session and made it possible for us to participate physically in the work of this session. Thank you very much.